It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't happen last night, but I'm very worried either an egging or a TPing of my house after the events of Halloween last night.
Why?
This year, I've been really trying to watch what I eat. Uh-huh. After, I don't know if you know this, Tim, but I went to Italy.
Oh my God.
Earlier this spring, and I went kind of crazy when I went to eating. Well, the problem is I didn't stop when I got home. Okay. I was supposed to stop. So I'm back on a real healthy eating kick, and
Did you give away all the junk food from your pantry?
No, not that bad, thankfully. Okay. But normally I kind of pride myself on getting really good candy. Well, I bought candy purposely that I wouldn't want to eat, so I wouldn't be tempted to eat it.
So you got gross candy.
So it's pretty much the equivalent of me giving out cauliflower. No, I just gave out candy that, like, no chocolate.
Oh,
I know. No chocolate.
I know. Not every kid likes chocolate, so that's why you get cool things like Nerds or Sour Patch
Skittles,
kids.
Sour Patch. No, not even a Starburst. I'm afraid
the stuff that you look at it and you're like, I'm not sure what kind of candy it is.
Yeah,
and the wrappers are kind of off color. Like you're like, not sure where that came from. What country did that come from?
Where was this made?
Are you sure it's
candy? It's not that bad, but let's just be honest. When kids went home last night and started digging through their Halloween candy and showing their parents what they got, pretty sure the parents were like, here, let's just throw that garbage away. Let's just get rid of that. Remember when you went to the bank back in the day and you drove through the drive-thru and the teller was kind enough to give you one of those lollipops? That's basically what I gave away.
How much did you have left? Did you throw it in the garbage?
No, because, by the time the last group of the kids came around, I just gave them, like, literally dumped the half the bucket in there. Yeah, so they're, we don't want this, but thanks. Their parents were usually very nice and diligent about making them say thank you and trick-or-treat. Even the parents were just like, forget this old man.
Wow.
Let's just go.
Wow.
I know. I felt horrible because usually I'm all into it, but I was being very selfish this Halloween, I guess. I don't know. I kind of feel like doing a do-over.
Here's the thing, though. If you go out tonight, people are going to be like, why is this guy offering kids candy?
Yes.
Don't do it, John. Don't do it.
Thank you. Thank you, Voice of Reason. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I come from the mountains of North Carolina, and the communities that make up the mountains of North Carolina is what made me. That's my home. I wouldn't be who I am today if it weren't for the people there and the influence they had on me. I wouldn't make the music that I make if it weren't for the people there and the influence they had on me.
Last weekend's concert for Carolina wasn't enough as far as Eric Church is concerned. As you just heard, he's got a lot more work to do.
And with his Chief Cares Foundation, he is doing even more to help rebuild the community he grew up in.
When Hurricane Helene happened, it devastated those communities. These are hardworking, proud communities that rely on each other. And anytime a community needs help, it's always the community next door that comes running to help. And there are no communities next door. They've all been devastated. So we've made it our mission at Chief Cares that we're going to be the community next door. We've come up with a plan called Blueprint for the Blue Ridge. We're going to put 100 families in homes that have lost their homes in Avery County and the surrounding areas, one of the worst hit areas, in an area that I spend half of my year, an area I've had a lot of inspiration and gained a lot of inspiration in, an area I've made 5 records in. And we're going to go and keep those people in their community, put a roof over their head, let them interact with their community, let them be a part of their community, and let them help rebuild the community. The second part of that phase, it goes way beyond 100 homes. I hope it's a lot of homes, a lot more than 100 homes. I hope it's about building the businesses and building the community back. That's what we're committing to at Chief Cares, and we would love your help. please go to chiefcares.com to figure out how you can help us, and we will rebuild Western North Carolina.
I am so proud of the country music community who has stepped up, not only Eric Church and Luke Combs, but Morgan Wallen and Jason Aldean and so many artists who raised a ton of money to help their hometowns after the hurricanes. It's been fabulous. And if you want to help out Eric Church, it's easy to do. Chiefcares.com.
What a cool thing Eric Church is doing. And you know what? Give him back to where he's from. That's what it's all about. 833-287-1037. We can get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you another chance to go see the Christmas celebration when it kicks off November 15th at SeaWorld. You can bring your family too. 833-287-1037. Call right now and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Love meeting new listeners. Mm-hmm. Good morning, even. Or shall I say, buongiorno, even.
Buongiorno. How are you? Buongiorno, principessa.
Even is in Southern California, but originally, as you can probably tell, the man is from Italy.
Even, I have to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Did you set this up with John so he could talk with you about his time in Italy? Because he went to Italy for 2 weeks. He went to Europe for 2 weeks, and he wants to talk about it still, and that was this spring.
So let's be honest. Come on. Yeah, it's true. That's the reason. No, just kidding.
I love your homeland, even. Where are you from, pal?
Bolzano.
Ah, yes, Tammy.
So where is that,
near
John?
Verona, near Lake Garda.
It's near Verona and Lake Garda. Duh. Time. Everyone knows that stuff.
And you? Where do you come from, you?
My family was from Cefalù. Is from Cefalù.
Cefalù is amazing. I've been there.
Even, how long have you been in Southern California?
5-6 years.
And what brings you here?
I love my partner, my girlfriend.
You see us Italians, Tammy, it's all about love.
She doesn't want to marry me.
Ah, why is that?
Because she doesn't believe in marriage. We Italians, we are all drama, romantic. I gave her the ring 4 years ago, but...
So even, what's the outcome going to be? What are you thinking? Are you going to stay with this person that doesn't want to get married, or are you going to find somebody else?
I would love to stay with her. We got a baby, we got a child.
Do you have a little boy or a little girl?
A little boy.
Aww. What made you pick our radio station?
I was zapping. You know when you have to change station until you find the right song?
He was channel surfing.
Do you like country music?
Channel surfing. Yeah, I love remind me the Brad Paisley.
Oh, nice.
Brad Paisley is huge in Italy, where he's known as Brad Paisellini. Did you know that? It's true.
Paisellini.
Don't laugh at him, even.
Even knows that. Even, call anytime. Call anytime, okay?
You're the best. Thank you. Have an amazing day.
Ciao.
All right, you
ciao.
Too.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
There we have it. Our new friend, Even, calling from Southern California, but originally from Italy. John and Tammy International. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We'll talk about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Justin is in Linda Vista. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Hey, Justin, do me a favor, bro. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, I think it's time for a coffee break.
All right, good luck.
Justin, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also, need to let you know, Justin, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Believe it or not, there are some states where keeping a deer as a pet is legal. So let's play the high-low game. You can legally keep a deer as a pet in 10 states. Is that too high or is it too low?
Probably too high.
Matthew Morrison had a birthday this week. He played Mr. Schuster, a.k.a. Mr. Shoe, on what Fox musical dramedy?
Ooh. Don't know that one.
Also, happy birthday to the legendary Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz on Happy Days, and Coach Klein in what Adam Sandler movie?
Waterboy.
As long as we're on the topic of birthdays, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's daughter turned 24 on Halloween. What is her name?
Willow.
And finally, 14 years ago, this huge popular show debuted on AMC and featured characters like Rick Grimes, Daryl Dixon, and Negan. What's the show?
Walking Dead.
Let's get Tam back in. Justin, starting off cold, finishing red hot. Good for you, pal.
Appreciate it.
Justin, what's happening with you today? Anything cool?
Yeah, I'm probably about to go look at a college to start looking at trade schools and stuff like that. I'm about to retire out of the Navy, so.
Oh, nice.
Well, thank you for your service, and what an exciting time this must be. Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you apprehensive? What's going on with you?
A little bit of both, a little bit nervous, a little bit excited.
Well, Justin, know this. You got the best training in the world, pal. You can do whatever you want to do, so good for you. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
You need a recommendation. Don't ask me. They'll escort you out the door quickly. Justin started off cold, Tam finished red hot, got 3 out of 5.
Okay, nice job.
Tam, believe it or not, there are some states where keeping a deer as a pet is legal. So let's play the high-low game, shall we?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can legally keep a deer as a pet in 10 states. Is that too high or is it too low?
I'm going to say it's too low.
It is too low. You can have a deer as a pet in 5 states and 11 more states if you have a permit to keep that deer as a pet. 16 total states, keeping in mind that a deer is a wild animal.
That is crazy.
It is 1-0 because Justin went with too high. Tammy, Matthew Morrison had a birthday this week. He played Mr. Schuster, a.k.a. Mr. Shoe, on what Fox musical dramedy?
Glee?
Glee is right. Justin didn't know. 2-0, Tam. Also, a happy birthday to the legendary Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz on Happy Days, and Coach Klein in what Adam Sandler movie?
The Waterboy.
The Waterboy is right. Justin knew that. 3-1, Tam. As long as we're on the topic of birthdays, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's daughter turned 24 on Halloween. What's her name?
Will and Jada. Willow.
Willow is right. Justin knew that. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, 14 years ago, this hugely popular show debuted on AMC and featured characters like Rick Grimes, Daryl Dixon, and Negan. What's the show?
That's the zombie one. Why can't I come up with it? Dang it. The Walking Dead.
That's right. Wow. Justin knew that as well. Doesn't matter. 5-3. Tammy takes care of business today, Justin. You're not going to get any of her money, but a great prize for you, pal.
You have 4 tickets to go experience SeaWorld San Diego's Christmas celebration, which is going on November 15th through January 5th.
Nice.
Enjoy that. I'm sure the kids will, Justin. Hey, before you leave, pal, I do have to have you say this.
I am Justin Linda Vista, and I've flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Producer Jessica, I ate my crown.
I beg your pardon?
The crown jewels.
Oh, my God. I was out to lunch yesterday with a friend, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, do I have something stuck in my tooth? And I put my finger in my mouth, and but the crown broke off, and I had to have swallowed it.
Oh no.
And I know, it's like, oh, my God.
What did you have for lunch?
Salad.
So
what
nothing,
the heck?
Nothing particularly crunchy popped up in that salad?
Oh, I mean, there was some bacon in there, but
how big is the crown?
It's half of my tooth.
So it's easy to swallow whole and not even know, obviously.
I guess, yeah, clearly. I mean, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Actually, I do know what to do. I put in a call to the super dentist. I'm trying to get in so I can get it fixed because the edge is so sharp.
Right.
It keeps cutting the side of my tongue.
And the super dentist is so fun. They put an actual crown on Tammy, like jewels. And
I bet if I asked for one, they'd give me one.
I know that they will. That's the kind of fun that they are over there.
And
tell them John and Tammy sent you, by the way.
And what is it when it comes to having anything done with your teeth or anything that has to do with your teeth? You keep touching it with your tongue.
Right.
You keep messing with it.
Right.
And now the whole side of my tongue is like,
it's messed up.
Oh,
it's like having
I
a
know.
Mouth sore. You can't stop messing
yes.
with it.
Yes.
And it also adds to our shared anxiety of when we were kids and having horrible experiences at the dentist and
I
the orthodontist.
So.
To this day, I still get it. Thank God for the super dentist.
Right.
I get so anxious still because I had such a horrible experience. Isn't that dumb? Dentists are great. I've got dentists who are friends, but for whatever reason.
Well, a long time ago, they weren't like that always.
Well, the person that you and I went to, certainly, we didn't go to the same person, but the dentists that you and I frequented certainly were not.
Yeah.
In my case, it was my orthodontist.
Yeah.
Mean and a thief.
Yeah, right.
Seriously. He had me in braces from fourth grade till I was almost out of
sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
That's too long.
Way too long.
We were getting what they call ripped off.
I know. And when I was a kid, my dentist was so grumpy. And you would say, I can feel that. And you're like, I'm almost done. You'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. Things have changed.
Yeah.
Again, go to the super dentist. Anyway, so you're going to get your crown replaced.
I have to get it fixed, yes. But yeah, I can't believe I ate it.
Yeah, I mean.
I ate it.
Now, I mean, I don't mean to be crass.
No.
What?
No, don't go there. What, can I get it back?
Well,
no,
I was just saying, when I was a little kid, I swallowed a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Because I was a dope. I had a quarter in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky I'm alive. And my mom took me to the doctor. And we had to like monitor parts of...
No, I don't have a quarter. It's a small thing.
I just did it for health reasons. Is it okay to have a crown roaming around your body for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God.
No, it's fine.
It's not going to roll around. What am I, hollow on the inside?
That's my point. You're supposed to check and make sure that everything goes...
Okay.
I think it can get... It gets dissolved by the stomach acid.
I just ate some acid.
Yeah.
I just ate some calcium. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It happens all the time. Think about dogs. Because remember, when your dogs are puppies,
right?
They lose their teeth, and most of the times they swallow it.
Tam, you're just like a dog.
You're
just like a dog.
Oh, that's rude.
Meanwhile, I thought the second you said you ate a crown, I'm thinking, ooh, where'd you get a crown roast of pork?
Oh.
That's all I thought. This explains our differences. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show at KSLN.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weeks back, we were all shocked when Brantley Gilbert stopped his show, said, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go help my wife deliver our child on our tour bus during the show.
I know.
Which was okay, but then he comes back.
Mm.
And performs the rest of his show after baby was successfully birthed.
I mean, insane. Yeah. It was really insane.
It's probably never happened in music before. I can see where an artist would cut a show short, but to come back as the baby's literally resting in mom's arms minutes born, that's never happened before, right?
And here's the other thing that we found out. His two older kids, Barrett and Braylon, were sleeping in the bunks just a few feet away, and he was a little concerned about that.
I was actually worried because they were right here beside us, and, you know, it was a little noisy up here, so I was kind of worried that, you know, they'd walk into that scene. So I called the nanny, and I was like, hey, take the kids to the back, turn the movie on real loud, and Amber was like, no, they're asleep, they're fine. And they never came up front.
You know, probably because Brantley's wife is smart in the fact that the people who make everyone in the house be quiet when their children are napping, that's never successful. The louder you are in your home when you have kids, right, the better your children sleep. I can tell you that from experience.
Your children have slept through childbirth?
Well, I'm just saying that our kids sleep through a lot, and I think it's because we didn't go shh, shh,
maybe,
all the time. You know what I mean? So they're used to noise. But Brantley wanted to share a little bit about how his two older kids think about new baby Abram.
Once I got done with the show and we were settled, my daughter woke up and I went in to get her, and Barrett stuck his little head out of his bunk, and I was like, you guys want to see something awesome? From the moment they saw him, like, if they weren't his brother and sister, we'd have to file a restraining order. They can't keep their hands off of him.
Cute.
It's fabulous. So Brantley Gilbert is a different person. Mm-hmm. This is just so great.
Yeah.
Love seeing the family man that is Brantley Gilbert. I hope you went to KSON.com and signed up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, because we might be calling your name at 8:05 on KSON. It's been a while since we've had a Josh Turner sighting, unless you're an astronaut.
Exactly. Josh Turner performed for the astronauts astronauts at the International Space Station.
We're here at the Johnson Space Center. It's kind of crazy. We're basically going to be singing to the astronauts at the International Space Station today. This is kind of a one-of-a-kind gig for me. We were already here in Texas, so we figured we'd swing by and sing a little country music for the astronauts. We're going to do Two-Steppin' on the Moon.
Two-Steppin' on the Moon.
Well, there you go. That's why he was asked, because of his song, Two-Steppin' on the Moon. Duh.
I wonder, and I mean no disrespect against Josh Turner, who is probably one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life.
Yes.
I wonder if the astronauts are kind of music snobs, and they're up there like, who's this guy? Well, what if the astronauts don't know who Josh Turner is? Then they're kind of just sitting there floating in space like, oh.
Well, NASA's the one who asked him to come. So I imagine that they knew. I mean, I would think.
Well, we all know the training that astronauts have to go through, you know, to go into space. I wonder if Josh Turner has to go through that same strict regimen to sing to people who are in space.
Because he's not in space. He was at the Space Center.
I mean, still, though, you know, when in Rome,
oh my God.
Act as if.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if you see Josh Turner singing, he's like totally gravity-free, he's floating around like you see everybody in space, just to capture the moment.
That's so weird, John.
That's how I picture it. That's no weirder than a guy singing into a microphone to a bunch of astronauts in space who probably don't even know who he is.
Well, who says who?
I don't know. I'm just, NASA
let them know who their special guest was going to be. I don't think they would have put them in that kind of an embarrassing situation.
Well, it's not they have a choice. It's not like they can leave.
No, these poor guys, they were supposed to be home already. They're the ones who are stuck, and they'll be back. I think it's in January that they're expected to come back.
February, I thought.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, these are those weirders that are so into space, they're actually stoked to be stranded in space right now. Like, more research.
I bet they're not.
That's what we're hearing.
I bet they won't come home.
Do we not know what next week is? I would so rather be stranded in space.
Oh, that's true.
Just saying.
Good point. Good point, Jessica.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Vanessa in Escondido. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, guys.
Vanessa, do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Get out of here, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
All right, Vanessa, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Vanessa, one rule, and that's all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
By far, the most leftover Halloween candy we have in our work kitchen is candy corn. Tell me the three colors in a normal piece of candy corn.
White, yellow, and orange.
Quentin Tarantino really liked the latest Joker movie and says Joaquin Phoenix's acting was some of the best he's ever seen in his life. True or false? Quentin has never won an Oscar.
False.
The host of Jeopardy apologized to a female contestant for a sexist Jeopardy clue. Who is the host of Jeopardy?
Alex Trebek.
Morgan Wallen just dethroned Shaboozy at the top of Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Morgan's song Love Somebody is now number one, ending a 15-week run at the top by Shaboozy's A Bar Song Tipsy. It is Morgan's third number one song. Can you name one of the other two?
Pass.
Okay, and finally, 12 years ago this week, Disney purchased George Lucas's Lucasfilms. They paid over $4 billion for it. It included the rights to his huge movie franchises. Name them both.
Star Wars, and I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm going to give you a half point on that one. How about that? Let's get Tam back in. Vanessa, it's over. You can breathe.
Okay, thank you, guys.
You seem so nervous.
I was. I wish my son was here to hear. I just dropped him off at school.
Tammy, let me think here. One, two. I'm going to go ahead and say that Vanessa did 2.5 today.
Okay.
By far, the most leftover Halloween candy perhaps you saw in our work kitchen is candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the three colors in a normal piece of candy corn.
Yellow, orange, and white.
That's right. Vanessa knew that. It's 1-1. Quentin Tarantino really liked the latest Joker movie. Wow. He's the one.
One person, I was going to say.
He says Joaquin Phoenix's acting was some of the best he's ever seen in his life. True or false? Quentin has never won an Oscar.
I'm going to say true. One of those where he should have, but he never did.
He should have won for directing. He has, in fact, won two
Oscars, both for Best Original Screenplay, Pulp Fiction, and Django Unchained. It is 2-1 because Vanessa went with false. Tammy, the host of Jeopardy! Apologized to a female contestant for a sexist Jeopardy! Clue. Who's the host of Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
That is right. Vanessa went with Alex Trebek. R.I.P. Alex Trebek. It is 2-2. Morgan Wallen just dethroned Shaboozy at the top of Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Morgan's song Love Somebody is now number one. It is Morgan's third number one song. Can you name one of the other two?
Last Night.
That is right. The other one is I Had Some Help. Vanessa didn't know it, so it's now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, 12 years ago this week, Disney purchased George Lucas's Lucasfilm. They paid over $4 billion for it. It included the rights to his two huge movie franchises. Name them both.
Star Wars and what's the other one? What am I missing?
Ugh.
Why can't I? I know. I know. I'm so mad at myself. I'm totally missing.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yes. Vanessa just got it with my brilliant humming. So today, or whatever that was.
That was perfect.
Thank you, Vanessa. We finished with a score of Tammy 3, Vanessa 2.5. You're not going to get any of her money. Oh, no, actually, Tammy, you got 3.5.
Okay.
Because you got Star Wars 2. Moral of the story is, Vanessa, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we've got a great prize for you.
Yes. 4 tickets. For SeaWorld San Diego's Christmas Celebration. It kicks off November 15th and goes through January 5th.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. We love listening to you every morning, all day.
Love you back. Vanessa, thank you for that. And now I kind of feel bad, but I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Vanessa from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It's time!
No, it's not time.
Yes, it is. Let's go! Here she comes.
I will not take part. Not as long as today is Dia de los Muertos. There's no way I'm talking about Christmas until the Day of the Dead is over.
But you guys, you have to.
No.
Because it's a tradition here that I remind you every November 1st, it is now Christmas season.
Uh-huh.
The Christmas decorations are going up.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, no. I know what that means.
Here comes Jessica's new Christmas sweater of the year.
I can't wait to see it.
You ready?
Yes.
Hold on. This one has a special part. Hold on. We light up this year.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah,
oh,
see?
No.
There's Santa riding dinosaurs.
Yep.
And
like
it all
did
lights
in the North
up.
Pole.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay,
they
wait
do.
A minute. Wait a minute. Why is Santa on a dinosaur?
Why not, Tammy?
You know what? I swear this is true. When I was leaving work yesterday, and I was coming up to a stop sign, there was a red big pickup truck. Brand mm-hmm. new, pretty, shiny. I got mesmerized by it. And he drove by, and I looked in, and I actually said out loud, I swear on my life this is true. I said, Santa! Because the guy
See?
Had a bunch of long
See?
White hair and a long white beard. I promise you that's
true. He was
true.
Getting ready.
And that certainly explains why Santa's not a dinosaur on her sweater.
No, I just remembered the whole Santa in the red pickup truck. That's weird. I know.
Hey, you know what? Mariah Carey is now out of her frozen kingdom.
Okay.
You know, out of her ice. I don't know what she's in the rest of the year, but Mariah Carey has come forth into the rest of the world, and we are now ready for Christmas season. I am ready for trees. I'm ready for Santa. Who's ready? Come on. Let's go.
Today's Dia de los Muertos, and there's a celebration going on this weekend at Gaslamp, Saturday and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then there's Thanksgiving, and then we'll tackle this Christmas
okay,
nonsense.
Okay, John.
Sorry. As long as my name's still first on the show, I'm going to go ahead and throw that rule down.
Oh,
how about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
When it's producer Jessica, Tammy, and What's-His-Face, then you guys can go ahead and... Then you can go ahead and set your own rules.
I like
rules.
That show, actually.
Can we work on that?
Oh, yeah.
And what's his face?
I would listen to that show.
I'm serious. I would totally listen to that show. Producer Jessica, Tammy, and what's his face?
You work on the show every day. That's essentially what it is. All right. What's his face? Tammy, producer Jessica, San Diego's morning show on KSON. In case you missed this yesterday, is Craig in Carlsbad going to be sent off to see Blake Shelton for his weekend residency in Vegas? What do you think, Craig? How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead and listen up to our sneaky sound. Here it comes.
Oh, it's John. John is eating a very green bell pepper.
That is the exact correct answer for our sneaky sound send-off.
Yeah!
Woo! There we go!
You have a Las Vegas getaway to see Blake Shelton in February. You'll get two tickets to the show, a two-night hotel stay, and $100 in Get You There gas.
Awesome.
Man, what a drag, you might be thinking. I want to do what Craig's doing. I want to be sent off by guessing a sneaky sound.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, stop whining. But second of all, just know this. Come Monday, we're back with another KSON Sneaky Sound send-off.
Your first chance will come at 7:50. And we're excited for this one because it involves Disneyland and you in our Sneaky Sound send-off.
Greg's coming in next. Enjoy it. Be safe. Be well. Enjoy Dia de los Muertos this weekend. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.